and welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Welcome to the show. We've got a lot to talk about today. We've got some news, best practices, some stuff going on at Blueberry here. We've got a question of the week. And so anyway, get right into it. Those in the UK who follow, or anyone, I guess, that follows the UK royalty.
Yeah, the royal family.
Yeah. Prince Harry and Meghan have signed with Spotify to produce podcasts. I don't know if it's their individual show or if it's going to be their company or...
Yeah, they're going to do one show already that's going to be the two of them. So I don't remember what they called it, but in the article it tells that, they are doing one, and that's what's going to start it off, is those two, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, if you're into that kind of stuff. Anyway, I thought it was interesting they would go with Spotify. But, you know, a lot of celebrities and such have, I think the Obamas are with Spotify, if I remember correctly.
Yep. And I think Spotify is just writing checks. You know, they're doing anything to get big names in and draw attraction. So we'll let them just continue to spend money like a drunk sailor. And, you know, cash those checks quickly, as I've always said. Hey, so the podcast taxonomy project, what's the story on this? I haven't even followed that.
Yeah, that's a project where they want to define roles in podcasting. So, you know, producer, executive producer, host, all the different job titles that could go along with podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're going for. Although I didn't see anything in there about support.
So that's interesting. So
it's mainly for podcast production, you know, companies like, you know, Wondery and whoever, you know. So if you were, you know, a copy editor at company A, they will have the equivalent. I mean, that's what they're going for. They're trying to have a standard for the names of the different jobs in podcast production.
Right.
So it's a worthy project, I would think.
I didn't even know they were working on it. They never reached out to us. So that was interesting.
Yeah, but they put out a white paper here explaining what they've got so far as the different job titles and, you know, what their job would be. And that, I think it's the same people that do the IMDb of podcasting. Is it?
Oh, I see. Well, they do have a place where you can contribute. So, Mike, I would go over there and get involved. They've got a link on their website that's partners. They contribute. Apparently, it's open to anyone that wants to participate. Maybe you can go in there and list the podcast support titles.
Yeah, there you go.
To be added.
Right. So I don't know. That's probably not a big category for podcast producing.
Well, I think it's part of, do they consider under production, or is there stuff in there for titles for like hosting companies or anything like that?
Yeah, I didn't see much of that. It was all for, you know, the production side of everything.
I gotcha. All right. Well, so I guess we all have titles now.
Yeah.
So.
You and I are now cast.
We're cast.
Yeah, we're the cast.
But we do our own shows, so we're not necessarily...
We're also the production, we're the this, we're the that. You know.
That's funny. Call
Indie podcaster pretty much is everything.
Who came up with the term cast for a podcaster? A podcaster is a podcaster.
Right.
Not cast. Oh, my God.
Well, it's better than talent. Not everybody has talent.
Well, you can be a podcaster. Well, yes, they do. Everyone has. Every podcaster has talent.
Sure.
To one extent or the other. Yeah, sometimes like in my own mind, I think I am. I have talent, but yeah, you're right. So Adam Curry predicts that Joe Rogan will be back to open podcasting within a year. But I had heard today that you can listen to Joe Rogan through Alexa.
Yeah.
By saying, you know, listen to. So apparently Spotify is integrated with Alexa. So that's one way to listen to the show outside of the Spotify app. So what was Adam Curry's dialogue? Do we know?
Yeah, it was in one of his No Agenda shows, pretty close to the beginning. And he was, you know, he was just betting that Rogan wouldn't last as an exclusive at Spotify. And there was a... article at Podcast Business Journal, but I notice it's now gone. So maybe that has disappeared. So in the show notes, I'm going to link to the episode where he says that and give you a time hack.
All right. That's so cool. Pew Research says more people are turning to podcasting for news.
Yeah. They're saying that, you know, they found 41% of the people listening to broadcast and television, and over 50% are getting their news in some sort of digital format. 57%, it says. And a lot of that is now podcasting, you know, all those daily news podcasts, and then all the pundits now have podcasts. So, you know, if you're into politics or whatnot, you know, there's nearly every news organization now has some sort of podcast.
Right. So I think what we want to do is we want to move into a best practice. So best practices can include intros, do's, and don'ts. So, you know, we want to talk just a little bit here quickly about some of the things you should think about if you're creating an intro for your show. And I've had this experience, Mike, where I've had intros that were anywhere from 45 seconds to 23 seconds, but typically not much longer than that. But I don't even use intros now. But what's one of the tips for creating an intro?
Yeah, I didn't write them all in the notes here. I figured we'd wing it a little, but mainly, you know, some of the don'ts is don't make them too long. There's so many shows out there that have these really long and, you know, lots of words and lots of music and all that. And, you know, people will forward through that. You know, if they realize that you've got a minute and a half of intro, they're going to just forward through that anyway. So why put them through it?
They'll listen to it the first time.
Yes. Or maybe a couple times.
Yeah, and then they'll fast forward through it. And then at some point it becomes an annoyance. But another thing too is don't make them sound too much different than the main show. You know, have it like really, you know, have this big voice and, you know, jump around and, you know, make it upbeat. And then you come in kind of slow and soft. That's probably, it's got to match the tempo of the show. And I know of some shows that do intros really, really well. And I know some shows that have moved intros to later in the show. They start right up hot and heavy. Hi, how you doing? Nice to see you. And then about 10 minutes in, they kind of have like a intro, which is kind of an interesting concept.
Yeah, it's kind of the cold open sort of concept where, you know, they'll play some clips of the show prior to their intro.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you just come on and say something and then play the intro.
Right.
And, you know, you're talking about sounding too much different. I know this one podcast that he's got this rock and roll, really upbeat, crazy intro, and it's an awesome intro. And then he comes in sounding like NPR.
Right.
It's just like, well, just it's a disconnect. And so try to, you know, match the tone of your show. Like what we do here, you know, you'll hear a little bit of music and then we just start.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's been what we've been doing, you know, ever since we started this and, you know, kind of a cold open. I do that with my own shows now. I do have some pre-produced intros and stingers and things that I use very sparingly.
I do an introduction to the show and every show. So I have narrowed that down. It used to be a lot longer, but now I get through, you know, if you're new, subscribe. If you're new, check out the newsletter. If you want to become involved in the Facebook group or, in, you know, I get those boom, 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 boom. I get those kind of those things out as quickly as I can so that those that are new listeners to the show know where to go. But I don't make it so long that the audience hates it. And I try to personalize it a little bit about what's going to be talked about during the show. And I kind of intermix that a little bit so that I think 2.5 minutes, but I'm also giving information.
You're talking. You're already podcasting at that point or already doing the show at that point.
Yeah. And then I transition into, you know, a few things that's been going on. And so it's really, you should set your intro up so it's like your podcast, again, like your flow. But again, do a shorter live voice intro or just a cold start. I think people today, and we're recording this in December of 2020, is that people like the shorter intros. They don't like the long stuff. They don't have time. So it's all about not wasting your listeners' time.
Yeah, and a lot of shows that have advertising, they put a bunch of advertising right at the front. You know, Joe Rogan famously, literally 6 minutes of ads before you even hear from him on the show. And I got to the point when I listened to him is I'd forward 5-6 minutes in before I'd start listening. And people get used to that, and it's not fair for your advertisers either, but it bugs the heck out of your audience.
That's right. And, you know, to do 6 minutes of ads before the show starts, it's really kind of a disservice to the advertiser. But anyway, that's our best practice on intros, do and don'ts. Don't make them too long. Don't make them sound too much different from the show. Do shorter live voice intros or just a cold start and make it flow with your show. Have fun with it. But at the same time, don't be afraid to tweak it because you may get audience feedback by simply them unsubscribing if you make it too long.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, you know, get into the show. You know, they want to hear from you. And, you know, a lot of times a little short intro, you know, I'd say if you're going to have a pre-produced intro, what do you think? 30 seconds tops?
23 seconds was what I got my music bed down to. And it was kind of this, you know, cool, geeky intro. But again, 23 seconds was what I got it down to. And even then I dropped it after a number of years. I dropped that intro. But anyway, that's our best practice of intros, do's and don'ts. Let's move into blueberry news. Well, we're getting ready to go into another holiday time. So the blueberry holiday hours were off on the 25th and again on the 1st of January. And some of the team members are out the week in between, and there's even some that are going out after the new year. But for the most part, we'll be doing pretty much, you know, here's the thing. Typically, and Mike is guilty of this, and I am too. We probably won on the 25th or 1st, but we may peek at tickets if anything critical has come up, you know, maybe on the early morning of the 26th or something like that. But
we got to sort of keep on it because if something
critical happens. Yeah. But again, we may be a little slower to respond. Our newsletter went out yesterday. So if you didn't get that, look for that in your mailbox. If you didn't get it, we're going to link to the newsletter in the show notes. But anyway, we got some new destinations that are popping in the dashboard at blueberry.com as well. And a couple of those, we may have to pull one back because we didn't get the user terms of service. But for the most part, keep an eye.
Yeah, it'll be changing here shortly. You'll see, you know, new ones pop up. And I guess we can say what they are.
GeoSavin, Ghana, and Podchaser. So there's three that are showing up in the dashboard. So other than that, that's what's kind of going on with Blueberry News. We got a lot going on internally as we're staying very, very busy. Matter of fact, the team just had a meeting to talk about our 2021 social planning and some stuff we've got going on there, and may even affect this show just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You might see Mike and I throughout the website from time to time with excerpts from this show. So we're playing around with.
I have to get a haircut more often.
Yeah. And potentially we're bringing on more team members from the family as well. So, Mike, what's going on with the question of the week?
Yeah, I get this question periodically, and they want to know, what do you suggest for a podcast listening app? This isn't really tech support related. So I'll tell you what I do, and then, Todd, you can say whatever you do. I use Overcast on iOS for my personal listening. You know, for what we do here, I have to have everything. So, I have every podcast app known to man on both Android and iOS, but sure. I really like Overcast. Marco keeps it well up to date. It's supported. Best part of it is you can drop any RSS feed into it and subscribe without it having to be in any directory. And that's, I think, a key to any of these apps that I like, because there are podcasts I listen to that are not on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or any of those.
But you can add any feed to Apple Podcasts.
Yes, you can do that on Apple Podcasts. And there's a few others that you can do that too.
Yeah.
Of course, I have my Android favorites. It's kind of a tie between Podcast Addict and Pocket Casts on Android. They're very good. Google Podcasts is very good on Android. And now they do have the ability to subscribe to any feed. So that's a bonus. So yeah, that's what I do. I love Overcast, but I have to use everything and pretty much all of it's good except for some of the streaming apps, that I'm not a fan of. But
I think I follow the masses. I use the Apple Podcast app. It's just worked for me. I've used it from the beginning, and that's how I organize my personal shows. I use for personal listening shows, and then there's another app that I use periodically. I use Overcast. I use Pocket Cast for listening to. I do a lineup of a podcast that I want to review. So I kind of have a dual purpose. I don't intermix the stuff that I do personally with my typical business research of listening to different shows. So I use two. And then on the Android side, I use specifically the Google Podcast app. And what I do is I create shortcuts on the Android device to link to specific shows. So I don't use my Android device as much as I use my iPhone the most. But those are kind of my selections. But again, there's lots of apps out there, and some of them have different social sharing features, and you just kind of got to hunt around, you know, see which one you like. And most of them are free, so you can try them. And if you don't like them, then, you know, add one or two shows and then delete them. Now, the thing is, most of them are powered by the Apple Podcast directory. So you're not going to find a different list of shows in one app from the other. They'll largely be the same.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think Podcast Addict now is pulling in Podcast Index.
That's right.
As well. I don't know if it's added to what Apple has or just supplementary, or if they just went completely. I don't know.
Sure.
But, you know, both lists are going to be reasonably the same, you know, unless you're looking for some far out stuff. It may not be an Apple or vice versa. It might be something that won't be on Index for whatever reason. But yeah, you know, like I said, it's each to their own. And, you know, there's features that, you know, different apps have, like playlisting. Overcast is pretty awesome at doing playlists. And I like to do that, like, especially when I'm traveling, you know, that way I can put up a whole pile of shows, hit play, don't have to mess with it the rest of the day, you know.
So, Mike, what have you got coming up on this Saturday's Podcast Help Desk episode?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about RSS and hopefully not glaze everybody's eyes over, but that's what that show's for.
You're going to glaze their eyes, but it's those of you that have just started listening to us, Mike's Saturday or his Podcast Help Desk show is where he really does the deep dive. And I guess the better word is you get into the guts.
Yeah.
It's designed to be a technical deep dive. So if you want to get an education on the ins and outs of podcasting and learn all the things that you need to from a really deep perspective, that Podcast Help Desk episode that's coming up is be good. So make sure you subscribe as well to Podcast Help Desk. Another podcast for you. You know, here's the thing about that show, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
People can just subscribe to it. And then if they're having a problem, they can look through that list and say, oh, right there.
Yeah.
This is what I need to listen to get an in-depth knowledge of the problem or information I want to learn on.
Right. You know, I try not to make it boring, but sometimes, you know, like when you're talking about RSS, it has a tendency to be a little boring sounding.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, what is RSS and why should you care? You know, I'm going to make it, you know, why do you care about this and why do you want to learn about it? So,
sure. All right. So where can they find Podcast Help Desk? Is it podcasthelpdesk.com?
Correct. Podcasthelpdesk.com.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, we got someone on the live is saying, Mike, how are you enjoying your new studio? Is it still considered new?
Yeah, it still has that new paint smell. And yeah, I'm loving it. I was telling my wife the other day, I said, this is the single biggest improvement in lifestyle I've had in years coming out of that basement. And ironically, the basement now is all dried up. So, yeah, whatever.
Funny. So, Mike, next week for the Christmas edition of the show, we have something special coming, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to attempt to get everybody on the team to chime in. So we'll see how many of them we get. And we'll do a little bit of news and content. But for the most part, it's going to be, you know, just everybody from the team here at Blueberry saying hello.
And it might be Mike alone because I'm actually leaving for Honolulu on the 23rd and be down there for a few days and then come back. I have to go get a COVID test Sunday, Mike. So that,
oh, yes.
Wish me luck on that. So, all right, everyone, that's going to wrap us up. But if you want a 30-day free trial to Blueberry Podcasting, we want you to use that promo code INSIDER. That'll get you 30 days free, and Mike and the team will help you if you need any support. Remember, we do have phone and email support here. We're the only company that will actually pick up the phone and talk to you, so you can call a friend if you need assistance. So I think that's a big selling point for a lot of our customers here, that they know they can pick up the phone. If not, if they're busy, leave a voicemail and or ask Mike to schedule a time with you, and he can do a podcast checkup or... And for me as well, I do podcaster consults. So I do 30-minute consults. I do 5 of those a week. So if you want some time to spend going over your website and your show and have questions, feel free to email us. Of course, I'm Todd@blueberry.com.
And I'm Mike@blueberry.com. And, you know, as Todd was saying, I'll be happy to jump on a Zoom for a half hour and we can go through all your tech, make sure you got everything, I's crossed and the T's dotted. No, that's the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah. But we're also always looking for suggestions on our Podcaster of the Month. We published the latest one this past week. So definitely check that out. And of course, we want you to be involved in the show. Send your questions. If you have a question that you want, you can do it via social. There's a link within the show notes to be able to submit your information on your question. We'll be covering that here. But other than that, Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com. We thank you for listening to Podcast Inside, everyone. Stay subscribed. Tell your friends to subscribe. We'll see you next week. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.